It's time for sports. Let's bring in Mike Kazi. Mike, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's chilly up here. It was 49 when I left the house this morning.
Wow. No, it's not. It's cool here, but it's not 49.
I forgot to turn the furnace off, so it turned on and off all night long.
Wow.
It's going to be shut off when I get home later today, because I'm not going to run the furnace at the end of May going to June, I guess.
No, just on basic reason.
That's it. Hey, this is an interesting story. And remember the Giants defensive back that they drafted who got shot in a drive-by? He's already back at practice. Corey Ballantyne participated in the team drills. And his friend was killed in the incident. But he's there practicing. What about a month or two after it happened? Pretty amazing. That's a good story for him. Good story for him. All right. Where do you want to go in sports? Yeah, I was watching a portion of the Yankee game last night.
You mean the rain-soaked Yankee game?
What is going on there? I mean, if you looked at the radar and you saw there were tornado warnings for just to the west of New York, north and west of New York, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they played the game through the rain, and you could see the rain affected the game because the Yankees were trailing 5-1, and in the midst of that rain, in an eighth inning rally, they closed it to 5-4. What is it with? Are they afraid to do more doubleheaders and stuff?
I don't know. I know in high school ball that when you see lightning, you have to stop
for
40 minutes.
Yeah,
and it's not only because of aluminum bats; it's because of spikes. But you don't have to do that in the major leagues.
It's amazing. I that's two games in a row that I've seen this, and I've said to myself,
"Oh, it happens all the time."
It's unfair to the fans.
They don't care about the fans. Yeah. Once you pay for that ticket, they couldn't care less about you.
Well,
and if anybody thinks otherwise, you have another thing coming. They don't care about anything except ticket sales. They don't care who shows up, who doesn't show up, and once you show up, they'll keep that game going because they'll make it go 5-6 hours, because this way you have to buy something to eat or drink because eventually you're going to get hungry. It's an absolute joke. Major League Baseball is a joke when it comes to this weather stuff.
All right. Well, I was thinking of you, and as a matter of fact, I was going to call you and say, can you believe this is happening again?
Yeah.
It's totally mismanaged.
It's a joke, and it happens regular season. It happens playoffs. I remember one World Series game way back when Tommy John was pitching for the Yankees and they were playing the Phillies, and they played an entire 9-inning game in the rain. World Series game, because the Phillies had artificial turf at that time. They just kept going with it. When the ball was hitting the ground, it was spitting up water when it was rolling. That's a World Series game. You got to be kidding me. So it's been around for a while, but it's absolute absurd right now. Absolutely absurd. But the Yankees lost last night to San Diego 5-4. Maybe somehow they'll figure a way to protest and say it was the rain's fault. Who knows? But they lost that game yesterday. And the Mets, it must be Armageddon. The Mets beat the Dodgers yesterday 7-3. And not only did the Mets beat the Dodgers 7-3, their best pitcher won the game. Talk about bizarro world. Steven Matz is the Mets' most productive pitcher right now.
Wow.
ERA of 3.5. Who'd have thunk it? Mets, everybody. There's only like three guys on the Mets, three players, not pitchers, that would be pretty much untouchable right now. The Mets need to make a lot of moves. But we'll see what happens.
All right. Now, I have a question that listener wants to ask you.
Where are you, in a cave?
I tried to find the answer, and I couldn't find it. Clara says, good morning, Marshall. I have a trivia question for Mike.
Uh-oh.
Who is the only major league player who got a hit for two different teams on the same day?
Had to be somebody that was traded in between a doubleheader. I remember hearing it, but I don't remember the person.
I know, either do I. I just tried to Google it. It's not even on Google. So, Clara, send us the answer so I can tell Mike.
I remember somebody traded between games.
Yeah. Well, Hopefully, Clara will send us the answer.
Yeah, she should have sent it when she sent the question.
I think she wants to put us out on a limb, that's all.
Well, we admit defeat.
All right, so we did the Yankees and Mets. Where else do we want to go?
I don't know.
When do they play hockey tonight?
Pretty much it, right?
Yeah, they play hockey tonight?
I don't think so. I don't think they play until let me see. They played Monday. They may play tonight. They may play tonight. Let me look real quick here. Come on, computer. Get the squirrel running again. Man, I got so many mosquito bites. They play tonight. Today's right. Wednesday, correct?
Yeah.
They play tonight at 8 o'clock.
There you go.
And then the next game is Saturday.
Unlike the NBA, who takes a week and a half off.
I know. They don't play till what?
I don't think they play till September, actually, the way it's going. And I'm tired.
What's all this stuff going on with the Lakers?
It's the Lakers. Can you imagine this? Here's the NBA, okay? The National Basketball Association. The two Tiffany franchises of that league over the years ago, which really held the league together, were the Lakers and the Knicks. And they now both stink. That's a problem for the NBA. That's a problem for the NBA. Your two biggest markets.
I got your answer, Joel Youngblood.
Joel Youngblood, all right. Joel Youngblood.
Traded between. I knew he was traded. I knew who he was traded to, but I didn't realize he got the hits between the Mets and the Reds.
There you go, Joel Youngblood. All right. Anyway, so
what do we get for that?
I think we just get a pat on the back.
I get another couple of mosquito bites.
That's about it.
I got to find this mosquito. I'm going to be like Elmer Fudd going through the house with a shotgun trying to kill this mosquito.
Where are you, crazy mosquito?
There you go.
All right, I guess we're done here.
Maybe he got traded to Montreal. I'm not sure. I know
sure.
He got traded. Yeah. I thought it was the Reds. Could be somebody else, now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the hockey tonight. I think the second part two of four with the sweep takes place tonight.
Well, it's probably going to be a shutout game.
Oh, I'm not predicting a shutout. I mean, come on. The Bruins are going to win.
Yeah.
I don't know about a shutout, but.
Right.
Man, they looked real good the other night, boy, let me tell you.
Yeah, let's hear it for the big bad Bruins of Boston.
The town of champions.
Champions, might I say.
The town of champions.
All right.
Boy, they really put on the gas, huh, since the millennium.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Talk about a tale of two cities.
Boston needed it.
They need it?
Well, no. After the horrible thing that happened during the Boston Marathon, it needed lots of good
things.
When
it comes to horrible things that happen, New York wins.
Yeah, but New York's had a lot of success over the years.
New York wins. Yeah. I mean, come on. Are you kidding? 9/11, that's the biggest tragedy in the mainland of the U.S.
I know, but New York is always... New York always gets its due. Boston doesn't all the time. Like Chicago doesn't all the time and stuff. But New York always gets its due. New York and L.A. always get their due.
L.A.? What does L.A. get due for?
Well, that's what I mean. But so when Boston has our strings
town
together.
Of clowns.
You know, has the Patriots and has the Celtics and has
the Bruins.
Come
the
on.
Red Sox.
There you go.
A well-rounded plethora of professional champions.
Good for them. That's what you say. Good for them.
If you take the Yankees out of the equation, New York's a pit.
That's exactly right.
The Mets, the Knicks, the Nets, the Rangers. There's a lot of drought there, boy.
There is. All right there. I will speak to you tomorrow.
25 years since the Rangers won a Stanley Cup.
Hopefully it won't be 25 more.
Well, I don't think we'll see it in our lifetimes. Let's put it that way.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Goodbye, Mike. Mike Cozzi with the Check on Sports.